This is Resurrection Sunday. This is the Sunday where we rejoice that Jesus is raised from the dead, where the disciples went to the tomb and found the stone rolled away. And they were confused at first, but then Jesus came on the scene. And they couldn't imagine, even they couldn't get in their heads that Jesus was going to be raised from the dead. But when he appeared, it changed everything. There was no more doubting. When he appeared, the disciples began to worship him and recognize that everything that he said, he was fulfilling. And remember, Jesus said Holy Spirit would come and he would bring to our remembrance everything that Jesus talked about. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit began to speak to them. Remember when Jesus said this. Remember when Jesus said that. Holy Spirit began to remind them of the things that Jesus spoke with them. The resurrection of Christ is one of the foundations of our belief in Jesus and belief in the Christian experience. Without the resurrection of Christ, there is no Christianity, really. We have no hope. Let us read some scriptures this morning that speaks to us about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. You see, we can have no forgiveness. There is no way that we can be free from the penalty of sin if Christ is not raised. Because he had to go into that heavenly holy of holies and have the mercy seat sprinkled with his own precious blood. And so if Christ is not raised, we are still in our sins. If Christ is not raised, we are still enemies of God. If Christ is not raised, there is no hope for you and I. But Christ is raised. Christ has been raised from the dead. One of the sure ways that we know that Christ is raised from the dead, because historically now, we know from the writings of the Gospels and from the early church writers, we know for a fact that the disciples believed that Jesus was raised from the dead. They believed it for sure. Liars make poor martyrs, yet we see over and over again the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ gave their life for the belief that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. They were eyewitnesses that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. That is a historical fact that most all people will agree that one thing or another, whether he actually raised from the dead or not, one thing is for sure, that the disciples believed that he did. And there was a lot of them that believed that. 25 years after the resurrection, Paul wrote these words. In 1 Corinthians 15:6, it says, after that he was seen, after he was raised from the dead, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remains to the present, but some have fallen asleep. John 20:29 says, Jesus came in the midst of the disciples. And you remember Thomas said, I will not believe unless I see, unless I'm able to put my hands upon his hands, unless I'm able to put my hand in his side. And when Jesus appeared, Jesus came into the midst of them and he said, Thomas, put your hand into my side. Look at my hands. I'm real. And then, of course, Thomas fell to the ground and said, my Lord and my master. And then these words came out of Jesus' mouth. Thomas, because you have seen, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. When you receive it by faith, there seems to be a greater blessing in our belief. And of course, the book of Hebrews tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. You see, we take the word of God and we choose to believe. So we believe that Jesus died, that he paid the price for our sin, that he rose again from the grave. You and I are experiencing a greater blessing than what Thomas did. Now, Jesus said, they, the world, shall know that you're my disciples because of your love one for another. as a family of God, that's one of the things that we have to constantly be aware of. We must demonstrate love, at least toward one another. And when we declare a thing, it will come to pass. The word of God, the anointing of God will back us up.